Lord bless you, heart dwellers. Well, things are interesting over here. Sometimes we get new people that are visiting, and everyone in this world has some kind of problem that follows them around. So we're learning how to be gentle, kind, and helping with those people that come under duress at some time. We have two such individuals here right now, and the Lord told me, stop worrying. These are forerunners to what you'll have to deal with during the tribulation. I am sending them to prepare you, so please do not worry. You will need people skills, and by that he means beyond what we have now, that's for sure. Make the best of it. Remember, you cannot outgive the Lord. I thought, that's funny, but you're talking to me, Lord. And it is the Lord, or should I say, it is I who am living in them in their distress. So work with them. Let that also be a lesson to you, to discern and inquire of them the real reason they are wanting to come here. Okay. Beloved, I have not changed my plans. Well, guys, I got a sucker punch this morning. A couple people came up with dreams and interpreted them in a way that was contrary to what the Lord has been telling us. And I didn't want to receive that because it was contrary. And the Lord keeps confirming what he's doing, how he's going to do it. Since the people were close to me, it was not easy. And there's a little bit of conflict there. So he said, beloved, I have not changed my plans. You received a sucker punch this morning. Oh, joy. They will always operate through the weakest link. You know this, don't you? Prepare yourself for many sucker punches because many souls have issues. You do need to inquire if they have drug or alcohol issues and determine each case independently. Some of my people are deeply in bondage to bad habits. Yeah, I know, I'm one of them. But this is not a place for drug rehab. You are not staffed for that. When you get obedience, and I got it twice today, and I thought, Lord, I'm not asking about anything that has to do with obedience. Why are you giving that to me? He said, when you get obedience, that means stick with music. There's an attack against you to distract you. Do not be drawn off your course. Oh, that's what that means. Okay. Well, I appreciate that because if I get obedience in the middle of a situation, I know that that situation is not meant for me to spend time on. So when you get obedience, that means stick with music. Do not be drawn off your course. Please do not worry. All of you will have the graces you need to work with newcomers. Just avoid rash judgment and criticism. That is hard for you, Claire. Yep, it is. I know you have little tolerance for those who are insincere. He continued, I have not changed my plans, and they are progressing, as I have told you, but they are so tied in together with timing of other events that it becomes too complicated to simplify. The easiest way for you to handle this wild randomity is for you to be tied and bound closely to my will for the moment. Boy, those are wise words. And Ezekiel told me that too. He said, just do what's set before you. Never mind those things that yet hinge on other events. They will come to pass in due time. You could easily waste a great deal of time by trying to make sense of all that is happening. I know you do not want this. You will have to strictly apply yourself to get beyond this fatal flaw and bad habit. My curiosity, my insecurity, my wanting to know, my pride. oy vey. Then he went on. He said, lots of violence to self-will. Lots and lots and lots. It is much better if you have no preferences, only to please me moment by moment. I will visit you with great graces if you can finally kick this debilitating habit. Great men and women of old learned this lesson early in life, and for that reason they became great. in a very short lifespan. Military prepares you for this, but it also introduces you to other things as well, things you do not want to ever get involved in. Trust me, you are in the perfect place. You truly are. Thank you, Lord. I've never felt so right on in my life. And he continued, and that's because you are in the dead center of my will for your life. Because of this, you will be able to teach others how to arrive there. Don't allow yourself to fret. This is a curse frequently used to cause people exhaustion. In all matters, know that I am in control and I have a final word. My people, you must all learn the tactics of the devils to throw you off course and off destiny. That's huge for them. They want to throw every individual off destiny. I've seen that. He continued, Claire is a classic and critical case of that. Watching her moves and the tremendous frustration and loss she goes through because of it is a college course in how to fail at life. But as you watch me coaching her and take notes very carefully, you will avoid this trap and teach others to do so as well. Most of you listening in have this very same flaw to a lesser or greater degree. Others have a workaholic mentality, an attitude that excludes everything but work from their lives. Neither one will bring you lasting happiness nor the fulfillment of your destiny. You must have balance, and that does not come easily. It takes real maturity to recognize when you are off 1 or 2 degrees. For a ship sailing the ocean, that could mean you arrive hundreds of miles off course. But I will always be faithful to redirect you. However, sometimes that is painful, and I wish to avoid that kind of waste and pain and see you hit the mark the first time. That is very rare. It comes at a high cost. And I want to add to that, I think it's all about obedience, totally, and not making up your own mind about things. So my dearly loved ones, learn from those around you how distractions can ruin your destiny and get them under control as quickly as you can. Move forward in my joy, dear ones. I am with you, cheering you on and directing your course. Amen. Thank you, Lord.